This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
She's already running attack ads on the air against our caller 17 opponent in Are You Smarter Than Katie? How do you make them so fast? How do you make them?
The attack ads are approved by me. What do they always say?
This ad has been approved by, I don't know what they say.
Okay.
I don't believe any of it anyway. They're just like, hey, we made this. He's like, okay. All right, let's talk to Cheryl. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning.
You're caller 17. You get to take Katie on in the Octagon of Wit. And I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. It's all brought to you by Garden of Eatin' Restaurants. They've got three locations right now, Auburn and two in Roseville. And it's a great place for lunch or dinner. Katie's left the studio. Are you ready to play?
Sure am.
All right, here we go. Pay attention. Question one. We only have 15 days left of this election, and the candidates are pulling out all the stops. Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, and rallying with legacy conservative Republicans, former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, and her dad, Vice President Dick Cheney. What is happening? What are those three states called in election terms?
Swing states.
Okay. Question two. The Niners faced off against the Kansas City Chiefs again yesterday and lost again with a final score 28-18. This gives the Niners only a 3-4 season so far. Yikes. The Niners haven't won a single game against the Chiefs since 2014, 2015, or 2016. Three seconds.
2015.
2015, okay. Question three, the entire country of Cuba is without power right now. This is because they have run out of fuel to run it, and throttling back power for residents wasn't enough to save it from running out. What three colors are on the Cuban flag?
Red, white, and green.
Okay. Question four. Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, was doing an interview recently, and she said that the worst celebrity she ever met was Ariana Grande. Grande wanted to get 20 of her friends backstage at one of her events for autographs and pictures, and when Elvira asked Ariana for a picture, Ariana refused rudely. True or false, Elvira's real hair is red.
True.
And question five, Donald Trump did a photo op at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania, making French fries and working the drive-thru. Now, this was a closed McDonald's, and all the customers were screened Trump supporters, but it is ironic that he pretended to work a minimum wage job since he said he would make it harder to raise the minimum wage if elected. But if $7.25 in Pennsylvania is the minimum wage, and Trump worked 3 hours, how much did he make?
$21.75.
All righty. Please bring Katie back in here. And Cheryl, what are you doing this morning? What's going on?
I'm on my way to teach second graders.
Oh, you're a second grade teacher? That's fun.
Oh, that's cute.
What's the name of the school?
Theodore Judah.
Theodore Judah, home of the fighting.
Trios.
Trios?
Yeah.
What trios of what?
It could be anything. It changes every year.
Like barbecue sauces or
Three Blind Mice.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's expensive mascots.
Well, especially because it.
Right.
A lot of turnover.
All right. Yeah, I guess so. Cheryl, you're now on hold. Here we go, Katie. You ready to play?
Yeah.
Question one. We have only 15 days left of this election.
Oh, that's crazy.
And the world has turned upside down because Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania rallying with Liz and Dick Cheney.
Okay.
Two legacy Republicans. It's crazy that that's happening right now. What are those three states called in election terms?
Like battleground states?
I'll accept that too. Okay. I was looking for the blue wall.
Okay.
They
okay.
are considered the blue wall, but battleground states, swing states, as Cheryl said.
Yeah.
I'll accept those. Question two. The Niners faced off against the Kansas City Chiefs again yesterday, and they lost again.
Oh, boy.
28-18. Niners do not have a good season so far. The Niners haven't won a game against the Chiefs since 2014, 2015, or 2016.
Let's say 2016.
2014. But you know what, though? In the Niners' defense, they didn't play the Chiefs 15, 16, 17. So, but they've lost since 2018.
Sounds like that's
Listen, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Okay.
I hate the Chiefs more than I hate the Niners, so.
It didn't the season just start?
No.
Oh, it didn't?
No. August.
Oh.
Okay. Question three. The entire country of Cuba has no power right now. The entire
That's
country.
Crazy.
It's because they ran out of fuel. And they asked residents and businesses, hey, throttle back. Don't use as much. And they were like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And they still ran out of fuel.
So how long are they?
I don't know. They're working on fixing it now, I guess. What three colors are on the Cuban flag?
I think it's red, white, and blue.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Red, white, and blue. Question four. Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, a.k.a. Gavin's first crush, was doing an interview recently, and she said the worst celebrity she ever met was Ariana Grande.
Okay.
Ariana Grande's camp reached out to her because she had a bunch of friends that she wanted to get backstage, and Elvira was like, I did pictures and autographs with all of Ariana Grande's friends, and then at the end, I asked for a picture with Ariana Grande, and Ariana Grande rudely refused.
Wow.
So weird. True or false, Elvira's real hair is red.
True.
Yep.
Yep.
Cassandra Peterson, I think, is her real name.
I don't know.
She's in Pee-wee's Big Adventure. All right, anyway. Question five. Donald Trump did a photo op at a closed McDonald's in Pennsylvania where he pretended to make French fries and work the drive-thru. Did you see those pictures?
Yeah.
Hysterical. It's ironic that he picked this location, though, because he has said that he would make it harder to raise the minimum wage, and McDonald's is a minimum wage job, if he is elected president. Now, right now in Pennsylvania, the minimum wage is $7.25.
Okay.
So if Donald Trump worked there for 3 hours, how much money did he make?
Hey.
Before taxes.
Is it $21.75?
It is. Wow, $21.75. Don't spend it all in one place. Cheryl, are you there?
Uh-huh.
Final score. You got three, but Katie got four.
Oh, gosh.
Katie Ooh. Wins. It's all right. But you're still going to have a great day, though, with the rest of the fighting trios.
Yep.
And Cheryl, what is it that you want to tell us?
I am not smarter than Katie.
Not today.
I mean, you probably are.
Yeah, you definitely are, but just not today. Not here, not like this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.